So today's daf is daf Nun Dalet. That's today's daf. We're going to start with daf Nugim Lama Beis. Let's start from the Mishnah. Okay, Mokom Shanohagu Pahalik Esaner Belele Yom Kippur Malikin. Okay, when the play, the Mokom with the Minik is to light an egg Yom Kippur Malik. Mokom Malikin. Mokom Shanohagu Shloy Lahalik E Malikin. Do you light candles? Gzuntai. Do you light candles the night of Yom Kippur? Asher kiddushan b'mitzvahs v'halik ner shal yom kippurim. That's one of the only times you make a different bracha, right? Yeah, halal ner shal yom tif. You have to ask your wife that on all the yom tovim, it's a one bracha fit all. The shalosh regalim, you don't make a bracha halik ner shal pesach, halik ner shal shavuos, halik ner shal sukkos, halik ner shal yom tov. When it comes to yom kippur and Rosh Hashanah, if I'm not mistaken, you make the bracha halik ner shal yom. Hazikaroin, let me take a look in the Sidur. Mincha, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't look this up. Let's see. Shachris, Kabbalah Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. See, here it is. Brachat Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvoseinu, V'Tzivanu L'Halik Ner Shel Shabbos. And when it's Yom Tov, you say Yom Tov. And when it's Yom Kippur, Shal Yom HaKippurim. So even Rosh Hashanah does not get its own bracha. Okay, that's a fascinating thing. Only a woman would know that. The men who don't like candles don't know that. Right? So you have to ask your wife. That's a very interesting thing. Only Yom Kippur. Why Yom Kippur? So Takrus Sinah Gemara, because Yom Kippur has a special din. Yom Kippur, it's not like the other Yom Tovim. Why not? Because the other Yom Tovim, you eat. So the lighting is for covered. It's for the covered of the day. It's for the like shalom bayis, for the make to enhance the suda. But Yom Kippur, you're not eating. So if you're not eating Yom Kippur, why are you lighting candles? And other Rabbi Yom Kippur, there should be a reason why that's the Gemara's talk about it. Why you light? The Gemara says that it's not eating. You're lighting for an entirely different reason. You're lighting because the person not come to be nichshol in tashmish amita. Because if there's a light, so then a person can see his wife, and then the halacha is that you're not allowed to be, one is not allowed to be with his wife when there is light. And Nela will be a preventive measure not to be nichshol in the one of the five inuim of Yom HaKippurim. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So in some places it was pun fakir, it was not to light because if a person would light the ner shel Yom Kippur, he would see his wife, and that might bring lidei taiva, and he may come to be nichshol in this prohibition. So it would be better that he should not see his wife, and he should not be nichshol in this prohibition. So,
if you light in the time, you don't light in the time.
Oh, so in the ancient times, it was all the same. Because not everyone had the luxury of having different rooms, a dining room, and a kitchen, and a foyer, and a storage room, and five bedrooms, and a swimming pool, and a basement. Not everyone had all these things. So in Mela, you had to use, I guess it's a one. Okay, let's see what it says in the Mishnah. Malkim Shnagu Lahalik Nen Sner Lele Yavakipur Malikim. Malkim Shnagu Shlel Lahalik Yem Malikim. Malikim Bavote Kini Siyasa De Midrashos. A person can be malik in the batik and he says batik. However, even where the minig is not to light in the house, for malikin the batik and he says batik midrashos and mavos ha'afel mi light in the base akneses and the base medrash and in the alleyways that are dark. The algabe ha'chil mi light a light in there on top of a chayla that the chayla should not be ill. Okay, let's see. Tanan the bray saw bein shar mustaf nun gimlam a base. Whether you follow the custom to light candles on Yom Kippur, whether you follow the custom not to light candles, that's for the same reason I was mentioned before. It's a person should not be nichshol in the Isser of Tashmish Shamita. Let's see what it says in the Rashi. Rashi explains it very, very precisely. Rashi. Not to be nichshol in this aveir on Yom Kippur, because it's one of the five yinuyim on Yom Kippur. Tashmish amita is forbidden. Ha'ayimim, those who are of the opinion, lahalik mishum de'ein adem shabish mitasol l'or haner. So since the halach is one is not allowed to be mishamish l'or hanayim by lighting a ner, so that's going to prevent you from being nichshol. When the ner is doylek, adarabah, that's not a good idea. Roya es ishtoy, you see your wife, or misavela, and he has a taiva, and that may bring lidei iser. So whether you have the minute to light or minute not to light, they're all for the same reason, all to serve as a preventive measure. So the different opinions, what exactly is the preventive measure? Okay, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. Darash Rava, Rabbi the Drasha, the Amech Kulam Tzadikim, the Olam Yush Oretz, your nation are all Tzadikim, they will forever inherit the earth. So everyone is a tzaddik. Whether the minig is to light, whether the minig is not to light, bein shem ulahalik, bein shem ushle lahalik, shnei lenaschav ne'el l'davar echad, for the same issue. The issue is that you should be a tzaddik and you should not be nichshol in this avera. Next, Shtigl Gemara. Okay, new Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Eim Barachim Allah Or Eilu B'moitzoy Shabbos. When do you make the bracha boirei me'oirei ho'esh? Only in the Tzoy Shabbos. The only time you make the bracha boirei me'oirei ho'esh only mitzvah Shabbos. Why? Hoyl says utchilas v'yasohu. That's when the or was created. Or was created mitzvah Shabbos, and therefore that is the appropriate time to make the bracha. Amaleihu sabo v'tema rabba v'tema. Some say was Jabar Chana. Yishar, correct, excellent. The chain Amr Rabbi Yochanan, that's exactly Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan says the only time you light is mitzoy yishar, means correct. Yishar is correct. The chain Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said the only time you light is mitzoy yishar, mitzoy Shabbos. Okay, weiter. Now, next. Ula. Now we have a Maisa story. What's the story? We have a story. Ula Havi Rach Bacham was running a donkey. Okay, Ula was the center. Ula was the chief Talmud Chacham. He was running on a donkey. He was going along on a donkey. V'Havi Shakil V'Yazel Rabbi Abba Miyimine V'Rabba Babar Chana Mismolei. Rabbi Abba was on his right.
Walking.
Correct. Seemingly was walking. And Rabbi Babar Chana was on the left. Okay, fine. So we have now it's set up. Ula's in the center, Rabbi Abba's on the right, and Rabbi's on the left. Okay, Vaita. Amalei Rabbi Abba Lula. So Rabbi Abba asked Ula the following Shaila. Vadai Diamrito, is it true? Is it correct? Vadai means correct. It's a question. Is it correct, the Amriso, this that you said in the Shmei de Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, and we just quoted, Ein mevarchem al ha'or ela b'motzoy Shabbos. The only time make the bracha borei me'or yo'esh only b'motzoy Shabbos, whole since utchilas v'yasu, that's when oil was created. So this was the question that Rabbi Abba asked Ula. Now Ula was a very clever person. Ula right away figured out there's really no way that Rabbi Abba would be privy to this information. And the only reason why Rabbi Abba would ask this question is to be heard it from Rabba, the guy on the left. In other words, the guy on the left, Rabba, he knew Rabbi Yochanan, he was a senior Talmud Chacham, and everything that Rabbi Abba says comes from Rabba. So when he heard this statement, he was very upset. Ula was very disturbed because it's not correct. It's incorrect. Rabbi Yochanan never said it. Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Yochanan, in fact, is of the opinion that you make the bracha, boirei me'orei ho'esh, you make the bracha, boirei me'orei both after Shabbos and after Yom Kippur. So this.
Why did
Gemara
have to say that he was riding on a donkey?
I don't know. I do not know the answer. That's the way the story is. When Ula heard the question asked, right, he right away realized that Rabbi Abba is saying something that's incorrect, and he also knew that Rabbi Abba got his information from Rabba. Hodar Ula Chozebe Rabba Babar Chana Bishus. Ula turned to his left to Rabba Babar Chana and gave him Bishus. Bishus means a dirty look. Well, we would say a dirty look. Now, it doesn't mean dirty look. It means Ponim Zoyafas, angry face. He's angry. He gave him a look that means, how dare you?
Put him in place.
not put in place. He said to him, basically, you've taught something which is not true. Amalei, ano lava amalei. So he said, so amalei. So Rabba Bavar Chana knew right away that he was under attack. So right away he said, no, I never said it. I never said it. This person, Rabbi Abba, is quoting me incorrectly. When I said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan a halacha that relates to making a bracha mitzvah Yom Kippurim, it was in reference to the following halacha. Ano la ha'ho amri, el ha'ho amri. This is what I really said. Let me explain. The Tani Tavakam Rabbi Yochanan, it once happened that a Tana, a person that recites Mishnah, taught in the presence of Rabbi Yochanan the following. Rabbi Shimon Loza Oimer, Rabbi Shimon Loza says, Yom Kippur Mishchal Yes B'Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, after Mokam Shua Mushloi Lahalik, we learned in the Mishnah that there are customs that on Yom Kippur, you bedafka, don't light a ner shel Yom Kippur. Because if you're going to light a ner shel Yom Kippur, you'll see your wife at night. And if you'll see your wife at night, you'll have a taiva for her. And if you have a taiva for her, you may be nichshol in the avera of Tashma Mita. So therefore, the minig is not to light a ner Yom Kippur night. Even though that may be true, that's stam when Yom Kippur comes out in the middle of the week. But when Yom Kippur is Chalia, it's B'Shabbos. After Mokam Shemul Shloi Lahalik, when it's Yom Kippur, Shechalia, it's B'Shabbos, Madlikin, we do light, Mibnei Kivoy HaShabbos. Kivoy Shabbos, so that's the exception. That is what Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar taught. And Rabbi Yochanan commented upon that statement. The only Rabbi Yochanan Basrei, V'Chachomim Oisrin. Rabbi Yochanan, I taught that Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan said of the name of the Chachamim, not like Rabbi Shimon Elazar. Not so. If the minig is not to light on Yom Kippur because of the chashash of Tashmish, even when Yom Kippur is Chal Yis B'Shabbos, you don't light. Amalei, so Ula was satisfied. Ula was very happy. Adot Tehei, so shall it be. Adam means this, it shall be excellent. That talk is true. I agree with that statement. This that Rabbi Abba said, the only time you make the bris, this that Rabbi Abba made the statement in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Abba's statement was the name of Rabbi Yochanan Vadai Ella B'Mitzoy Shabbos Cholot Chilosa, that statement was never said. Rabbi Yochanan never said that. Just a little bit lower. Yes, Shikoyach. I don't mean anything personal. Shikoyach. Adot Hey, so shall it be. Kari Alei of Yosef. Okay, so the Enochnam. So in other words, that's what he said.
Said it's correct.
So that is correct. That's what Rabbi Yochanan never said. Well, the first version of Rabbi Yochanan was the only time you make the bracha is Mitzoy Shabbos, because that's when the or was created. That's not true. That's he never made that statement. The statement was made in reference to this halacha of the minig, where the minig is not to light. The Ula of Yochanan said, "Name of the Chachamim, you don't light even when it is mitzvah, even when it's Shabbos, because Shabbos. In other words, it's pumpakert. I mean, it feels like a step back. It's a big chiddush. In the first version, according to Rabbi Yochanan says every mitzvah Shabbos you light, right? Every, no matter what. Then what would that include? That would include mitzvah Shabbos, Shechal Yos. It's a din of lighting mitzvah Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan never commented on the inyan of lighting mitzvah Shabbos. He's commenting on the halach of lighting on Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur. Nothing to do. Or lighting Erev Shabbos. We're not talking about Havdalah, lighting mitzvah. He never spoke about that halacha. The only time Rabbi Yochanan made a comment in reference to lighting a candle, lighting a ner, is only in reference to lighting it Erev Yom Tif, L'chavad Yom Tif. And that he said, that even though the minig is, even the place where the minig is, not to light, But when it's Chaliyah, it's for Shabbos, according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, you light. Rabbi Yochanan commented, no, in the name of the Chachamim, that even in this case, you do not light. Okay. Now the Gemara comes along, the Gemara tells us this. So what do we have here? We have a very interesting story. Ula was in the middle. Ula heard a question from Rabbi Abba. Ula right away was a brilliant person. He realized that Rabbi Abba was not the one who said this. Rabbi Abba got his information from Rabba Babar Chana. So Ula gave a look, a harsh look at Rabba Babar Chana. Rabba Babar Chana was also a brilliant person. He understood why he was getting a dirty look. And right away he knew what to do to come to his defense and say, I never said it, and this is what I said, and now, Shalom Al Yisrael. So when Rabbi Yosef, he heard of the whole story, he applied the following pasuk in Mishlei. Kari Alei Rabbi Yosef, he applied the following pasuk, Mayim Amukim, it says in the pasuk, Mayim Amukim Eitzah, he reads the whole pasuk. Mayim Amukim, deep waters are equivalent to Eitzah, counsel, Bledish. People have very deep thoughts. Their deep thoughts are equivalent to water that is all the way buried deep, deep down in the bottom of the ocean. Now you go all the way down the ocean, you go miles down. We know, you know, today in modern times, we know more for Tutzach in Mars, we do, than we know what's going on in the bottom of the ocean. Because Mars is more interesting, it's more exotic. So the government has spent trillions of dollars to go figure out what's Tutzach in Mars, and the moon. We landed a person on moon. But they were never able to get a person all the way down to the depths of this ocean. Depths of the Atlantic Ocean, different parts of the world. It's too deep. You go too deep. The pressure, the air pressure is so great. So there are great mysteries that are unknown, that are in the very depths of the water, which until this day have not been discovered because there's just no interest. It's just not, it's much more interesting to spend trillions of dollars to go to Mars than it is to go into the depth of the earth to know what's going on.
The pressure is too great.
Well, if they would spend the money, they would be able to do a lot of interesting things. They're not interested in spending trillions of dollars, tax money, to go down and send the spaceships down to the bottom of the earth. They can design very powerful instruments that can withstand the pressure and go down and explore. It's very expensive. Not interesting. But the point of the area is the something called Mayim Amukim, deep, deep waters. There are great mysteries what happens down there. And a person's thoughts, his counsels, machshavos, are equivalent to the Mayim Amukim. Mayim Amukim is equivalent to the Eitzah B'Levish, the counsel in the heart of man. And then the pasuk includes the Ish Tivuna, a man of understanding, a man who has machshavos of understanding, Yidlena, will draw, has the ability to go all the way down and to draw from those deep waters, the Zvayim Amukim. And the Lord takes this pasuk and breaks it into two parts and applies the first part to Ula and the second part to Rabba Babar Chana. Here goes the Gemara. Mayim Amukim is Eitzah B'Levish, Ze Ula. Ula, he gave a look. Okay, he gave a look. Look. The giving of the look was Ula. He had very deep thoughts. He heard what? Rabbi Abba's question. Rabbi Abba had a question. He heard what the question was. And he immediately understood the depth of the question. Okay, he understood the depth of the question. He understood that there's no way in the world Rabbi Abba can ask such a question. It must be that Rabbi Abba's getting his information from Rabba Babar Chana. So he was a very clever person to be able to figure out that the situation. So then when it says, Vaimukum Lavish Blavish Ish Zeula, and then Rabba Babar Chana was an Ish Tavuna when he was looked at by Ula with that discerning look, he right away understood why he was upset, because Rabbi Yochanan never really said something like this, and he right away came to his defense and said, let me tell you exactly what Rabbi Yochanan really said. The Ish Tavuna Yidlena Ze Rabba Babar Chana, period. Okay? Now the Gemara wants. Now that concludes that Rabbi Yosef's observation. Then the Gemara says, "Inu kaman sviluhu." Who do they hold like? They take a hold that you do make a bracha mitzoy yom kippurim, because again, what was the first original version? The original version was when Rabbi Abba said to Ula, is it true that the only time you make a borei me'orei ha'esh is Mitzvah Shabbos? Because that's when Ur was created.
That's when Ur
was created. So Ula was very upset because it's not true. Because he was of the opinion, in the name of his Rabbi Yochanan, that you do make a bracha borei me'orei ha'esh Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim, even when it's not Mitzvah Shabbos. Where do you find the makor for that? Where do you find the Tana that says that it's proper to make a bracha boirei me'oirei ho'esh mitzoy yom kibur, even when it's middle of the week? V'inu k'man tzviuluhu ki hod yom Rabbi Yom ben Yefes on Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yom ben Yefes nim Rabbi Yochanan mevorechin ala or. You do make a bracha boirei me'oirei ho'esh bein b'mitzoy Shabbos bein b'mitzoy yom HaKippurim v'chein amo dovar, and that is the custom. Amo means the people, dovar, have accustomed themselves to do so. This is the minhag ha'olam. The minhag ha'olam is to make a bracha mitzvah yom kippurim on or on fire. But the nafkamina is why? But you have to have a ner shashavas, because you're not allowed to light a candle. You're not allowed to have any. You're not allowed to
make a new flame.
To light a new flame, you have to have a flame that was from before. That was from before Yom Tif. It went all the way through Yom Tif. And on that flame, you make the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh. Okay, b'chein ha'madvar. Let's see, what does the Rashi here say? Okay, let's see right in the Gemara. Here, meisvei. Kash. So right now, ein mevarech ma'alu'ur ela b'mitzvah Shabbos. According to the Tanakhama, you only make a bracha borei me'orei ho'esh mitzvah Shabbos whole since u'tchilas b'yosahu, that's when oil was created. Fire was created in mitzvah Shabbos. When you walk home from shul, if you see a light pole in the street, you make the bracha. Don't wait. Don't wait until you come home and make it alakos. According to Nakama, you should make the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh as soon as possible, not when you make it alakos. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, soidrin alakos. No, don't make the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh as soon as possible. Wait until you come home and you have a koishol yayin and you have your besamin and you have the or, and then in one shot you can make all the brachas together. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, here comes Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda. Halach is like Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the kasha? What does it say over here? Over here it says, name Rabbi Yochanan, we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda, the only time you make a bracha borei me'orei ho'esh is mitzvah Shabbos. But we just learned a few moments ago that according to Rabbi Yochanan, make a bracha borei me'orei ho'esh even motzoy yom HaKippurim. The Gemara ends like kasha kan be'ur shashavas kan be'ur hayotze min o'etze min avonim stanastira. That when does Rabbi Yochanan say you make a bracha only mitzvah Shabbos? That's a nuar. A nuar. Only time you make. But mitzvah yom HaKippurim in achnami. You do not make a bracha mitzvah yom HaKippurim a new or. If you light up for the first time a new candle mitzvah yom HaKippurim, you do not make the bracha borei me'orei ho'esh. So it's not a stira. The only time Rabbi Yochanan said that you make halachas like Yehuda, you make a bracha borei me'orei ho'esh, is on new or. When you're making a new fire for the very first time, that's when only can be said mitzvah Shabbos, not mitzvah yom HaKippurim. But mitzvah yom HaKippurim, Rabbi Yochanan says you do make a bracha borei me'orei ho'esh, but it must be from an esh that was lit from before yom HaKippurim.
Five. Why do you say here that borei me'orei should be made on a rooftop?
Okay, that's another issue. That's another issue. The Gemara doesn't talk about that. It's a good point. The Gemara doesn't mention that. You have to be nene. The Gemara doesn't discuss that issue here. Tani, we have a stira. Same idea. One bride says, you make a bracha. Nuar. You don't make a bracha. Lekasha kam b'mitzvah Shabbos kam b'mitzvah Yom HaKippurim. It depends. Mitzvah Shabbos him. Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim. Mitzvah Shabbos you make a bracha. Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim you don't make a bracha. You have an air Shabbos. Daita. Rebbe Mefazron. Rebbe, he brought them together, Mefazron, meaning that, I'm sorry, he separated them. Meaning, as soon as he saw fire, immediately he made a bracha, borei me'orei ho'esh. Pizur. As soon as he came across besamim, he made borei me'orei besamim. And then later, when he came home, he made a bracha on, the kais. Rabbi Yechiel Mechanson, he gathered them together, like what we do, Rashi says. He made all three together. All the brachas were made together. Now you make the bracha, you go up. Make bori for your gofen, then the nose, bor mirim samim, then the eyes, bor mirim ha'esh, and then das, havdalah. Peh, nose, eyes, mind. When you make bori pri agofen. Peh. Next is bori minei besamim. Next, bori morei ho'ish. Havdolah, hamadbu ben kodesh l'chavim l'choshech. It's the mind. So you're going up from the pay, you're going all the way up. So it's brought down this. Also, you use in the person's head, there are 10. A person has 10 openings in his head. He has the pair, 2 nostrils, 2 ears, 2 eyes. 2, 2, 2, 1. Total of 7.
Seven.
Havdalah, you make use of all openings. Make use of God. You speak, and you drink the wine, and you pair. Wine goes mouth. Your 2 nostrils smell the b'samim. Your 2 ears hear havdalah, and your eyes see the ish. So you make use of all of the openings. Very good. All of the gates. The gates, 7 gates. Very good. You know that. How do you know that? You know everything.
He knows everything. I learned other things besides Happy Yomi.
See that? That's an esoteric thing. Okay. Vait in the Gemara. Okay. Rabbi Chiya Mechazron. Abba Rabbi Yitzhak, Abba Rabbi Dimi, Abba Bisha, Rabbi Mechazron. Even though Rabbi was Mechazron, he made the bracha. As soon as he saw fire, he made a bracha. As soon as he saw something, he made a bracha. Choyzer v'soydron alakoyz. When he came home, he collected them and made them again. Alakoyz k'di l'choytzi bono b'nei beis in order to moitzi his children and his wife. Next. Now the Mercer Kash.
It would mean that he made Abdullah twice.
Yes, he made Abdullah. You can make it to moitzi multiple times. What?
We don't do that.
Why not? You can do it. Why not?
Twice?
If a person was not yaitza, let's say one of your children went away and they don't want to make avdol, so you can make avdol for them.
Even though you
yaitza it, of course.
Why?
But you might see them. It's not a bracha about telling you, you might see them. You make the bracha on their behalf. I mean, they can make it themselves. They should make it themselves.
Yeah.
But let's say someone doesn't know how to make the bracha. So they don't want to drink. Because they don't want to drink. Right? There's a taboo. They shouldn't drink from the wine.
You know
so
what?
You can make it because they become pregnancy, grow a beard, or whatever. Right. So you can make it for them, even though you already ate it. Vaita. Next Gemara. Now the Gemara grabs my God. We'll go very quick. We have his Magad. The Gemara says, the or. The Mitzvah Shabbos. See, we don't have any past that always created Mitzvah Shabbos. The Gemara says, really? But the time when the Brahis saw the Ramdi will be Erev Shabbos. With 10 things that were created Erev Shabbos. Spain Hashemoshes. Erev Shabbos. Not Mitzvah Shabbos. Erev Shabbos. Spain Hashemoshes. The A.R. Elohim of the following list. The air is the bear Miriam. The Matuva Hamon. The man was created. Keshas. Keeping track of the numbers. Keshas. The rainbow. Next, Ksaf. What is Ksaf? So Rashi says the letters. The way the letters, the letters of the Aleph base. Look at the Rashi. Ksav is Kriya Shem, Oisios Michtav is Chakikoson, Vitsuroson. The shape of the letters. Okay, it's a hard Gemara. The name of the letters, the shape of the letters. Rashi's second parish. The Linira, Ksav, Zugi, Chakikas, Pumpaket. The Ksav is the shape of the letters. The Hamichtav is the stylus. Remember the olden days, like 100 years ago, they used to have people used to have palms, and they used to have styluses.
Palm?
This is before people used to have palm pilots. Before the finger days. This is the three dikadaris.
People
used to have a stylus. Stylus, right? No more styluses. Today a stylus doesn't exist.
People don't even know what it is.
Can you imagine? Today it's the finger. What?
Blackberries eventually becoming obsolete.
Yeah, because the iPhone, people.
And the, what's the other one?
Fingers. Today it's the finger generation. Okay.
Never heard of
it. Good for you. Vayit in the Gemara, so the Gemara says, so therefore, over here it says, according to Rashi Hakam Shah, the Michtav is the stylus. Okay? It's the stylus, that's what the Michtav is. So, Vayit in the Gemara, so we have over here one more time, the Gemara says, we're attending the Gemara of Shoshas. Elim Be'er, Mon, Keshas, Ksaf, Michtav, Vehaluchais, the Luchais of the Torah were created. The Kivah Shel Moshe, the grave of Moshe, Umo'oro, Sha'amar, Ba'Moshe, Ve'Eliyahu, where they stood when HaKadosh Baruch Hu went and appeared to them. Psichas piha osoin, the opening of the osoin, upasichas piharet levloya es harashoyim. Okay, 10 things. Korach. Rabbi Nechemia in there, and Nechemia says, Mishumav, there are more things. Afhoor. Or fire. 11. Oh, so what do you see over here? It was created Erev Shabbos.
Not Shabbos.
Not Mitzvah Shabbos.
Yeah.
Erev Shabbos. Not Mitzvah Shabbos. The Aperit, a mule. A mule was created Erev Shabbos ben Hashemoshes. That's 12. Rabbi Yoshua, Erev Mishumov, Afcha Ayil, the Ayil of Hinei Ayil Acher, the Ayil of the Akedah. Avraham Avinu. The Ashamir, and the worm, the Shamir worm which cuts stones from his Megdash. Rabbi Hudo Aimer Af Hatzras is tongues. Tongues which you go and you have a furnace, you put something in a furnace, metal, and you need something to. So how are you going to make the first, the first time they wanted to make something out of metal, how are they able to retrieve it from the fire? You need tongues to make tongues. So the first tongues were made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afat Savas. Hu Hoy Oimer, Savsa, he disagrees. He says, no, you don't need Savsa, but Savsa Misavda. The first Savsa, because Savsa, the first Savsa, Mitsavsa Misavda. Mitsavsa Kamaisa Manovit. How do you make a Savsa? How do you make tongues? To make tongues made from metal, you need tongues. Okay, I don't know exactly how all this works. You take molten metal and you burn it, and you put it into it, you have to shape it, but you need a piece of metal to shape it. When it's burning hot, you can't shape it unless you have metal. So you need a piece of metal in order to shape the first piece of metal. So who made that first piece of metal which you're going to use to make the metal? So must be that Hashem made it. It's the Kamais Man of it. Holoi, certainly. Holoi means certainly. Beria bidei shamayim. The first piece of metal is made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei, no, not necessarily. It's possible to make a mold. You can take molten metal and you can pour it into a mold to make the first tongues. You don't need to have tongues. Amalei, I disagree. Efshar yasena bitfos vik ben a cave, and you can create it immediately in one shot. Halloy, therefore with certainty, Beria bidei shamayim. And therefore, we can be certain that it was the tongues were created by man. They were not necessarily created by Shamayim. Okay, so what do we take out of this long braisa? This long braisa presented, I think, 15, 16 different things which are we create Erev Shabbos ben Hashemoshes. And among them was the fire. And we learned in the previous stuff that the fire was created Mitzvah Shabbos, and a stira. There are two types of fire. There's our fire, and there's the fire of Gehenim. Our fire that we know of today in this world was created Motzoi Shabbos. The fire of Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemoshes. The Gemara says, really? Is that really true? The Ordi Gehenim be Erev Shabbos? Is it really true that the fire of Gehenim was created Erev Shabbos? The time of the Brai saw. The bride says, Shivas Tvodim Nivu Bekoidim Shtivu Hoylon Fakert. There were 7 things that were created, not Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemoshes, but 7 days before that. Before the world was created. Before, what were they? The Elu Hei, here are the 7 things. Toira. Number 2, Tshuva, repentance. Ganeden, the Ganeden, the Gehenim. Oh, Gehenim was created before the world, not Erev Shabbos. The Kisya Kavoy is number 5. Ubeis Hamikdash is number 6. Ushmoy Shal Mashiach, the name of Mashiach. How do we know? The sentence of the Pasuk, Hashem Konan, Hashem has acquired me. Reishis Darkoy, the beginning of his way, which means it was created before Hashem created the world. Teshuva was created before the world, the citizens of the Pasuk, but Terem Harim Yuladu, before the mountains were formed. Uchsivit says in the Pasuk, the Pasuk goes further, Toshev says, so the Pasuk goes on to say, before the mountains were born, which means before the world was created, Uchsiv, Toshev Enosh Adaka, Hashem restores man to Daka. Daka means crushed substance, to dust. Which means Yisurim, suffering. Hashem crushes man with Yisurim. That Toimer, and Hashem says to man, do tshuva. Shuvu b'nei Adam, do repentance. The reason why I'm bringing upon you suffering is so that you should do repentance. And all of this was said Koidim Briyas Olam. All of this happened before the world was created. It was done before Hashem Kononi Reishis Starkoi. Okay, Gan Eden. So therefore, that's number two, Gan Eden. The Chassidus of the Pasuk, Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan BeEden Mikedem, and Mikedem still means on the east. But the Gemara here is making a drasha. Mikedem means earlier, before the world was created. Gehenem the Chassid. It says Ki Aruch. It has been arranged Me Esmo, from the day before yesterday. That means before. Now, when is Esmo? Tifta. Tifta means. Tofta is a word for Gehenna. So Esmol here means, it means from yesterday. Okay, we're using it similarly. Esmol means before the world was created. The Esmol Koidim Lo'olam simply means Tifta, Tofta. Tofta is a word for Gehenna. Why is Tofta a term that refers to Gehenna? Because anyone that is Nispate, is persuaded by the Yetzer Hara, ends up in Gehenim. Kisi HaKavod Ubeis HaMid, this is the son of the pasuk. Kisi HaKavod Moraim is exalted Merishon. So the Mar is making a drasha Merishon from before the beginning, or from the very beginning. The very beginning means before creation. Mikoy Mikdashenu. In addition, the Kisei Kavod is also the place of our Mikdash, the base of Mikdash, was also Merishon, was also before creation, before the beginning. Okay, Merishon is before the beginning. Shmoy Shal Mashiach, listen to the Pasuk, Yihi Shmoy Li'olam, may his name be forever, may the name of Mashiach be forever, Lifnei Shemesh, before the sun, Yinun Shmo, Yinun means Malchus. Yinun is a word which means kingship. Yinun. What does it say in Rashi? Is Rashi saying in red Yinun?
No.
Yinun Shemo. His name is Yinun. What was it?
To endure.
The Gemara makes a drasha. Lifnei Shemesh. Now, simply means before the sun. He will go out in the open. Mashiach will be out in the open. Everyone will know about Mashiach. He'll be famous. The Gemara is making a drasha. Lifnei Shemesh. His existence was before the sun was created, means before creation. Okay, so what do we see from this? Nice Chazal, there were seven things created before the world, before Ma'aseh Bereishis. And we learned that you tell me that when was Gehenim created? Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos. Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmashos was already 6.5 days into creation. So you tell me we have a Kstira. So the Gemara says no Kstira. There are two parts to Gehenim. There is the chamber, and there is the fire, right? You have an oven. Oven needs to be connected to the gas line, right? So you have the fire. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, chalala hu denivra koidem shenivra ha'olam, the chalala, the cavity was created, the hollow was created koidem shenivra ha'olam, before the world was created, but the fire was created by Shabbos. So it's no stira. So Gehenna was tach, the cavity, the place before Shabbos, before the world, but the fire was created of Shabbos, so we have no stira. The Gemara says, really? The already day bear of Shabbos Sivroi, the time of the Brayis Rabbi Yisroimer or Shabbos Hakadosh Baruch Hu B'Sheni B'Shabbos Ein Like Kivil Yoylam, that Hakadosh Baruch created the fire on Monday. There's no kviya. There's never extinguished. Shneamar. It says in the pasuk end. This pasuk the end of Yeshaya. Vayetsu. They went out. Uruim. They saw the pigri hanoshim. The corpses of hanoshim. The rishoyim apoyshem bi ki solatam. Their worms. The worms that grow in their dead bodies. Lo somus will never die. In other words, they'll be eaten away by maggots forever. The Yisham Leitichte, and the fire of Gehenna will never cease to punish these wicked people. Why doesn't it say Ki Toiv on Monday? Or shall Gehenna. So what do we say? Where they gestell to that this fire, it's never going to go out, was created on Monday, and that's the Or shall Gehenna. Even though it doesn't say Ki Toiv on Monday, Chazar Klola B'Shishi Shenema V'Yar Lukim Kolas Kol Sharosa V'Yinei Toiv Mo'id. So we have a stira. You're telling me that the fire of Gedim was created on Friday, but I have a chazal that makes it clear that the fire of Gedim was created not on Friday, but on Monday.
That's why it doesn't say Kitoy. But it doesn't say Kitoy by Yom Rishon either.
It does say Toif. By Yalakim Esor Kitoif. It says Kitoif. So we have a stira. And for the Gemara, El Chalol Kaidim Shnev Olam. Okay, so here comes Mar's Maskana. There are four parts. The Chalol, the cavity, the chamber was created. It was created before the world. El Chalol Kaidim Shnev Olam. The Ordi Day B'Sheni B'Shabbos. The fire of Gedim was created on attack on Monday. The Or, now here's a whole new Chiddush, a whole new Yisoid. Okay, this, not everyone knows this. You don't know the Gemara, you don't know this. You know about Mitzvah Shabbos, but you don't necessarily know this. And there's a very deep idea. The Or Didon, our earthly fire, Hashem was Ola Bimach Shaftoi, Liberoi Soi, Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemoshes, but Hashem didn't get around to doing it until Mitzvah Shabbos. Pella. Because you know, this idea of Ola Bimach Shaftoi, Liberoi Soi is a concept of Midas Hadin. And lemaisas min sarachanim. Elo the ordi don b'machshava ala libra ois v'erev Shabbos. V'lo nivra ad mitzvah Shabbos. T'tanya Rabbi Yosef Meir shnei dvarim ala b'machshava libra ois v'erev Shabbos. V'lo nivra ad mitzvah Shabbos. U'mitzvah Shabbos nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Deya abodim rishon be'ein dugma shel ma'ala. Hashem put a machshava into all Adam. Be'ein dugma shel ma'ala. He brought two stones and the tochnan zo bezo biyotzem him or what else did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Vehevi shtei behemos v'irkiv zo bezo biyotzem him peret. Hashem went and tore and put a machshav in Adam. It's a pel de gazach what this means. Hashem told him to take two creatures, a donkey and a horse, to mate them and to produce a mule. This was a machshav Hashem. Now it's a pel de gemar, because you would think that it's not a good thing. A mule is not a good zach. But yet the Gemara is telling us it was all of the machshav to make the shparku to create erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes. But it didn't happen until mitzvah Shabbos when Adam Harishon did this through the encouragement and inspiration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara says not everyone agrees with that. That's a das yochen because Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said that's not so. I disagree. The mule did not come into existence through man. Did not necessarily come into existence through the machshav of Shmosh or Shabbos ben Hashmoshes, but it came into existence many generations later in the time of one of Esav's descendants. Who was his descendant? A mamzer. And Shimon and Gamliel there pered the mule be made anah hoya. Who is anah? Shenemar who anah? This is Hashem Motzu Es HaYenim. Yenim is another word for a mule, a parrot, a mule. Bamidbar in the desert. Now, what does this mean? Dorshei Chamuros HaYomim, those who interpret the difficult psukim. Chamuros means difficult. It means psukim which are sosum, which are sealed. HaYomim, Ano Apostle Hoya. Ano was a mamzer. Menela, he was the one who invented the mule. A mamzer, Motza, he was the one. The mamzer brought a mule to the world. What do we mean? Leficha chevi pasul yolam shenemar eila b'nei ser hachoyri. We have a stira. On the one we have a child who is seir. It says that there were two brothers. One was Tzivoin and Anah. So Tzivoin and Anah were brothers. Okay? They were brothers. The problem is, Anah was not a brother of Tzivon. He was Anah, his son. The Chassidut says, Eilu b'nei Tzivon, the Ayah of Anah. So what's going on? Is Anah... What?
Tzivon was his grandfather.
No. His father. So we have a stira. What is going on? Was Anah a brother to Tzivon, or was Anah a son of Tzivon? No, the answer is both. Because Tzivon was Ba al-Imai and had Anah. So both Tzivon and Anah share the same mother. If they share the same mother, they are brothers. But being that the father of Anah is Tzivon, Anah is also Tzivon's son. Anah is also Tzivon's son. Ela melamed shebot Tzivon al-Imai, ohalim men Anah. The Gemara says, how do you know? Maybe there were two Anahs. That was a brother to Tzivoin, and Tzivoin also had a son called Nova Dilma. Maybe Treya Nohave Amaravi Amina Milsa. I'm going to tell you an answer that is so brilliant. It's an original idea. Even Shmuel didn't say it's such a gval gechidish. Hail to Shmuel. Amina Milsa. The Shvar Malka, the king Shvar Malka. Shmuel had a nickname of being called the king. He called him the king because he was very great. The Persian king, they lived during the time of the Persians. The Afilu Shramalka Lo Yamra, Umanhu Shramalka Manu Shmuel. You get the Amra, some say Amra Papa Amina, our Papa Amina was Afilu Shramalka Lo Yamra, Umanhu is it Rava, Omakra, Huana. The word who is an emphasis, it's the Zelba Ana. When it says that Sivan had a son Ana, it says Hu Ano Asher Motz Es Hayemim. Why is it called Hu? It's the same Ano that was mentioned previously, which was the brother of Tzivan, which means he was the son of Seir, which can only mean that Tzivan was Baal, he might have had a son Ano. So this Ano is both a brother to Tzivan and is a son of Tzivan. Hu Ano Dimei Kara. Okay, so therefore we're safe. Okay, so the bottom line over here is the Gemara comes with Maskana. When it comes to fire, the walkway from today's daf doing, there are four stages. Before Ma'aseh Hashem created the cavity of Gehenna. Erev on Monday, Hashem created the fire shall Gehenna. Erev Shabbos ben Hashmoshes, Olo b'machshavtoi to create fire, but Hashem didn't actually make the fire. It was Olo b'machshavtoi. Mitzoy Shabbos, Hashem put a machshava in the mind of Adam HaRishon that he should take two stones and rub them together and produce fire. Okay, four different types of things relating to fire. What about mules? There are two opinions. One opinion says that a mule was created by Adam HaRishon that Mitzoy Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Other opinion that mules came into existence by Ana generations later. Who was Ana? Ana was a mamzer. The son of
Tzivan. 2 days old and already a pyromaniac.
Okay. Interesting. Bait, Tanabana, and I saw the volume, Divi Rav Shabbos, Ben Hashemoshes. Hey, look at the 10 things. Going back to the previous sugya, 10 things create Rav Shabbos, Ben Hashemoshes. Number one is the bear. Number two is the mon. Number three, the keshas, the rainbow. Haksav ha-mechtav, like we explained, either means the letters and the shape, or it means the shape and the stylus, which was used to write the letters. The haluchas, the luchas of Moshe, of the Torah. Kivre shal Moshe, the grave of Moshe. Umo'oro sha'omad bo Moshe v'Eliyahu, the cave that Moshe stood when Hashem revealed the kesher shal tefillin, and Eliyahu also he hid in that same cave. The ravens brought him food. The bullock, Bilam, right? Bilam, the donkey opened up the mouth to spoke to him. The opening of the Oretz, Levloya Sarasham. The Ishim, some say, Af Machlashal Aaron, oh, a new chazak. This we didn't have before. The staff of Aaron, which blossomed with almonds and Shkedecha Uprochecha, almonds and flowers.
The what?
Flowers.
Flowers,
right. Flowers. The Yeshayimim. Vayotze Tzitz, Vayirah Perach, Vayigmal Shkedim. Shkedim. The Yeshayim, some say, Af Hamazikim. Ah, the demons. The demons who create Erev Shabbos Ben Hashemoshes. The Yeshayim, some say, Bigdoy Shel Odom Harishon. What is the Beged on which is Machlokes and Rashi? Either means the Beged which had special tzuris of all the animals. And it was stolen by Nimrod, or taken by Nimrod. Esav killed Nimrod and took it. And Esav was able to be a tzayid, a yodea tzayid, by capturing some magical garment. Rashi, salute the Rashi. Rashi, shayicha kukoi spoy kol min chayu behema. It was etched into this garment every tzura of every creature in the world. For who nimsa le Nimrod? It was given to Nimrod after Adam died. Al-Kain Ye'omer K'nimun Gibor Tzayit. He was a warrior, he was a Tzayit, a trapper. It wasn't due to his skill, it was due to the magical garment that he wore which attracted the animals. The Esav Haragoy, Esav killed Nimrod and took it, Unutaloy. Leficha chaya each side. That's what Esav became each side. Vehein shekasa bochem hachamudos hashochaya bebayis. That's what it says, that Rivka dressed up Yaakov with the big hachamudos. Okay, that's what it refers to. And then Rashi has another pshat, Vani Shamati, the God of Shal Adam Harishon Hainu Kosnois Or. After the Chet Hadas, Hashem dressed Adam in Chavan Kosnois Or, that was created Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, according to this opinion in the Gemara. Vayta the Gemara. There are seven things the person does not know what they are. Number one is a person does not know his end. It's mechuse. Even David HaMelech, remember the Gemara in Shabbos? Hashem said, David asked Hashem, tell me when I'm going to die. There must be something very deep. Why a person wants to know exactly when he's going to die? I don't know, there's something very deep to this. David wanted to know, Hashem said, I can't tell you. I'll tell you it's going to be Shabbos. That's the best I can do for you. Vayta, V'yom HaNechama. So Peldik Azach, what Rashi says here. What is V'yom HaNechama? They have comfort. Shall call Adam Mosa Yisnache Midago Osoy. Murder Gemara. Every person is a day when he will stop worrying. What does that mean exactly? So you see people, they worry to the very end. They worry to the very end. There's a day when it's meant to be, he will have Nechama. Nechama, what does it mean Nechama? Nechama means a change. To change doesn't mean there's nothing to worry about. It means now he will have comfort from his daigus. There comes a time, and no person knows when that time is. I don't know what this means. It's a very difficult means. That's what one of the seven things. Number three, the oimek hadin. What's the oimek hadin? So Rashi says, first of all, it means people have dinei Torah. You don't really know what's going on in machlokes. There are a lot of factors that go into a dispute, and many of these things are concealed from the judges, and they make mistakes because they don't really know the depth of what is going on in a dispute between two parties. That's one shot. The other shot means the yom hadin hagadol. Every person has to give a Yom HaDin and Shemayim. If a person really knows how powerful that Yom HaDin is going to be, he would behave differently in this world. That's hidden from a person. No one knows what a person thinks. It's amazing. Zach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. You don't know. It's amazing. You know what someone looks like, right? You know what they look like. You know what they're doing, but you don't know what they're thinking. If we know what people were thinking, can you imagine the world would be charaf? Can you imagine? Madach, you're insulted if someone twists, even if they say they turn their face the wrong way. Allah has come to come. If you will think about you, haha, the world we are. They end up with their baba mistaker. Every person has siyata d'shmaya to do in business certain things. Just because someone is very successful, it's a good mark, it doesn't mean you can have siyata d'shmaya. Hashem gave every person siyata d'shmaya in one inyan, and no one knows what that inyan is. He has to search for it and try out all different types of things until he finds what he's good at. He has siyata d'shmaya. Umalchus based on Mosatach. So when Mashiach will come, okay, the big mystery, the Kates Hayamin, Umalchus Chayevis Mosai Tichle, and when the Golos, when Rome, the Malchus Horoshah will come to an end. Turn about it, Hashem made three things. Bim Loyalu, if Hashem did not have these three things, he would have to do these things later on. Din Hushayalu. Number one, Al Meshiach Sikh, it's a very deep Gemara what this means. The right way, what are the three things that a corpse should decay? If a human body, a being did not decay, Rashi says, people would take the body of their relatives into their home and put it on display, and they would look at their relatives forever, and they would always be reminded of their loss, and they would be in agony for the rest of their life. The way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought about that a person forgets about a nes is that the nes decays. It's a pelvic thing. We have this tradition that after Yud Beis Chodesh, you forget. The Gemara is saying that is all built into this concept that the guf itself is shiasriach. There's a lot more going on here. The Alamesh Yishtachman Lev, number two, besides the fact that the physical body decays, the nesis nishtakach, the alatua should tirkaf, that grain should rot. The economy can only continue to exist if the grain, the supply from last year rots, and that way farmers have an incentive to produce new. The Yeshem, some say, Alamadea Sheyetze, that currency, the economy, the people should succeed, that people trust in the value of coins, of metals, whatever this is, that the whole concept that there's a healthy economy is manish siyata d'shmaya. It's the nala mederech hateva that people have faith in each other to borrow, lend, sell, all of these things, all built into this thing called the Shmerchu, who's all the machshavtai for the world to exist. Let's do the Mishnah. Makim shenagol lasis melacha v'tishabav oitzin. Tishabav, do you do melacha? If the minigit is melacha, do melacha. Makim shenagol shloy lasis melacha, ain oitzin. Uvichol makim talmidicham v'tibar atamachacham shenat do melacha. You should reflect upon the korban. Generally, it's a halacha nechzik ki yehoira. If you're not a Talmud Chacham, don't make believe. But when it comes to not doing melacha, you can make believe. You can make believe. You could put on the itzla d'rabon and not do melacha. And the Gemara will tell us why. Because no one's going to suspect the reason why you're not doing melacha is because you hold yourself to be a Talmud Chacham. They're going to think, Nebuch, you don't have parnasa. That's why you're not doing melacha. Okay. Shmuel ain tainus siva bavel el tisha babulvat. So in halacha, in bavel there's no tainus siva, which means in bavel normally why is there tainus siva for geshem? This is the ikur tainus siva is when there's no geshem. In bavel they don't need geshem because it's moist. The nature of the land is wet. So why do they geyser? The geyser tainus for other reasons. There are problems. Anytime the geyser tainus that's not for geshem, you don't have the chumris of iser melacha and the chumra of not eating the night before the tainus. Only time you have such a thing in Bavel, the chutz liyaretz, a full-fledged tainus sibah like geshem, where you're not allowed to do melacha and the tainus extends to the night before, is only Tisha B'Av. That's the only exception.